From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Delachiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. No composer's music evokes a sense of mystery and veiled passion like that of Claude Debussy. His orchestral works like La Mer and Three Nocturnes depict scenes at once familiar and magical as they're filtered through the composer's exquisite musical brushstrokes. Now, those textures and colors come to life through rarely heard music from Debussy's only opera, Piraeus et Melisande. Hélène Altinoglou leads his own suite from the opera, along with Francis Poulenc's Organ Concerto and the Third Symphony by Saint-Saëns, the Organ Symphony, the soloist Thierry Esquèche. Debussy, Poulenc, and Saint-Saëns with Altinoglou, Esquèche, and the Symphony Hall Organ are coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. As you hear the Boston Symphony each week here at Symphony Hall, you're not just hearing notes that a given composer has written on paper. You're also hearing relationships among the musicians on the stage between those musicians and the composer whose music they're playing, and between the ensemble and the conductor as well. But there are also the relationships of each individual player to the instrument in his or her hands, whether it's a violin, bassoon, a tuba, or a set of percussion mallets. Every musician comes to know the tools of his or her trade and the artistic possibilities of those tools intimately through years of practice and performance. But one musician performing in the concert you're about to hear only got to know his instrument earlier this week, and that's because his instrument is literally built into this historic concert hall. A magnificent Aeolian Skinner pipe organ resides above and behind the stage here at Symphony Hall, its more decorative pipes being one of the most identifiable visual trademarks of the hall. And French organist Thierry Esquèche has spent many hours at the console of that instrument this week, uncovering all of its capabilities in order to bring his own vision to works from his homeland. I'm Ron Delachiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth. We're only a few feet away from that magnificent organ here at Symphony Hall in Boston's Back Bay. This Boston Symphony concert led by conductor Hélène Altinoglou begins with our conductor's own arrangement of a suite from Debussy's Piraeus et Melisande. Then Thierry Esquèche is the soloist in Francis Poulenc's Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani. And after an intermission, Mr. Esquèche will be back at the organ console for the Symphony No. 3, the Organ Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. Organist Thierry Esquèche is based in Paris, where he succeeded Maurice Durufle as the organist at that city's Church of Saint-Étienne-du-Mont. And in a conversation here at Symphony Hall, WCRB's Brian McCreath asked Thierry Esquèche how long it takes him to become familiar with an instrument he's never played before.
It depends a little bit of the organ, the structure of the organ. This organ, for instance, is not easy because it's very original. I like this organ. It's very original, and we need time to discover the stops. It's completely different of my organ, for instance, in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris, completely different. The keyboard is not at the same place. We have different stops. The combination between the keyboard is completely different too. And we need, I think, one organist, when he comes for a concert, he spent perhaps 3, 4, 5 hours alone with the organ to prepare, to choose, and to practice.
Did you know anything about this Aeolian Skinner organ before you came here? Had you ever heard about it or maybe even heard recordings of it?
Yeah, I just heard a little from the story of this history, rebuilt, and I know, obviously, I know Aeolian Skinner organ. It's for a French musician, it's very close Cavalier Call organ. It's a little the same aesthetic. It's a romantic aesthetic. And it's very interesting for this program. I can improvise, I can play Poulenc in romantic aesthetic. It's not, it's very interesting to. I can, for instance, I can have the same color sometime in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont. And in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, as you know, the Poulenc, the piece of Poulenc, organ concerto, was registered in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont the first time.
That's our organ soloist, Thierry Esquèche, on a comparison of the organ here at Symphony Hall and the one he plays in Paris at Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, where, as you heard, Poulenc's organ concerto was recorded for the first time back in 1961. The music that begins this program is drawn from Claude Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande, an opera that tells a tragic love story. The plot is set in motion when Mélisande, a mysterious and beautiful young woman, is lost in a forest and rescued by Goulot, who takes her to his castle and marries her. But Mélisande gradually falls in love with Goulot's brother, Pelléas. Pelléas and Mélisande try to resist their growing affection, but as they finally relent, Goulot discovers them and kills Pelléas. Mélisande dies later after giving birth to a daughter, leaving Goulot, their child, and Goulot's father grieving their loss. In musical terms, Pelléas and Mélisande offers an unusual opportunity for a concert suite. Unlike many operas in which arias for the characters are the most compelling music, Debussy followed the example Richard Wagner established in The Ring Cycle and other works, using the orchestra itself as the primary driver of musical ideas. Beyond that, Debussy also applied his musical genius to what in the theater are simply interludes meant to be played while scenery and sets are moved on and off the stage. What would in the hands of some composers be forgettable is in the hands of Debussy, as you'll hear, transformed into moments of grace, beauty, and even tragedy. The suite arranged by our conductor follows the story largely through those interludes. The piece opens with a mysterious evocation of the castle outlined against the forest. The musical themes of Goulot and Mélisande appear, followed by an interlude that takes us to the interior of the castle. We're about to hear it coming on stage, conductor Hélène Altiniglou. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will begin. We'll hear the suite from Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande from WCRB.
Thank you.
A tragic ending brings this suite from Claude Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande to a close. It's an arrangement by Hélène Elkiniglou, who led the Boston Symphony Orchestra in concert here at Symphony Hall. The BSO performed music from Pelléas et Mélisande for the first time in 1957. Led by Pierre Monteur, Eric Leinsdorf conducted a suite from the opera in 1962. That was also the year that Bernard Haitink conducted selections from Pelléas et Mélisande in memory of Olivier Messiaen. Seiji Ozawa conducted what was called the Pelléas et Mélisande Symphony in 1999. And in 2003, Bernard Haitink conducted performances of the complete opera here at Symphony Hall. And at Carnegie Hall in New York, Simon Keenly's side sang the role of Pelléas. The late Lorraine Hunt Lieberson was Mélisande, and Gerald Finley was below. Our conductor back on the podium now takes a bow to the audience and heads to the stage door. I'm Ron Delachiesa here at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. After some changes to the stage, this concert with conductor Hélène Elkiniglou will continue with Francis Poulenc's Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani with soloist Thierry Esquesh. The concerto owes its existence to two remarkable women of Paris culture in the 20th century. One, the Princess Edmond de Poulignac, was born in America as Winnaretta Singer and was heiress to the Singer sewing machine fortune. Following her husband's death in 1901, she established her elaborate home as a center of musical culture. Not only had a sizable music room perfectly suitable for performances, she also had within that room an organ built by the celebrated French builders Cavalier Coll. As Hugh MacDonald writes in his notes for the piece, at its height between the wars, the Princess's Salon was where the most important new French music of any kind was to be heard. MacDonald also writes that the other godmother to the Poulenc Concerto was Nadia Boulanger, who pioneered the revival of early music, taught several generations of young composers, and forced the acceptance of women as conductors upon a resistant world. She became a close friend of the princess and in 1933 started conducting concerts in the Salon. When Boulanger and the princess went to Poulenc in 1935 to request a concerto, it was originally intended as a piece the princess herself would play. But by the time the composer wrote the piece 3 years later, it had taken on a virtuosity that required a more accomplished soloist. Well, that soloist turned out to be Maurice Duruflay, an accomplished composer in his own right, and incidentally the predecessor of our soloist, Thierry Esquesh, as organist at the Church of Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris. Nadia Boulanger conducted that first performance, and the piece was dedicated to the princess. Musically, the piece brings together, in the course of its roughly 18 minutes, all of the qualities and personalities that make Poulenc such a fascinating figure. We heard some of those aspects in the opening program of this BSO season, when our music director Andres Nelsons led both the Concerto for Two Pianos, another piece commissioned by the princess, by the way, and the Gloria. All the imagination, playfulness, and spiritual qualities of those pieces come through in the organ concerto, along with a very healthy dose of the composer's reverence for Bach, the ultimate master of the organ. Organized in six distinct sections, the piece doesn't conform to any predetermined formula. It's more like a fantasy of the type that Bach himself would occasionally compose, creating a range of expressions from meditative calm to riveting excitement. The stage door has opened now, and here's our organist, Thierry Esquesh, and conductor Hélène Elkiniglou. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue with Poulenc's Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani from WCRB. We've just heard the Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani by Francis Poulenc, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the soloist making his debut with the symphony this week, Kitty Eskesh, with guest conductor Elaine Altinoglu, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra with BSO assistant timpanist Daniel Bausch. Being applauded now by our soloist and conductor. He's standing as well. Other members of the orchestra also being acknowledged by our conductor, Blaise Desjardins, cellist, also standing as well. Hand in hand now, we have our conductor, Elaine Altinoglu, and Kitty Eskesh, making his debut this week. As I mentioned before, he's an organist, composer, and improviser. He's been composer in residence with the Orchestre National de Lyon, also the Paris Chamber Orchestra. He attended the Paris Conservatory, where he now teaches composition and improvisation. Here he is coming out for his solo bow. The organ, by the way, as I said, right next to the podium. He's standing next to it now. Bowing to the audience here in Symphony Hall, we'll have an encore. Well, you just heard our soloist Thierry Esquesh improvising on a theme from Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony. As he said before, he's one of the ambassadors of the great French school of improvisation in the tradition of Maurice Duruflay, whom he succeeded as organist at Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris. Stage door has still opened, and I believe the audience are going to have him recalled. And here he is, coming out again, being applauded for his performance of that improvisation on the theme from Saint-Saëns' Organ Symphony as an encore on the magnificent Aeolian Skinner pipe organ that resides above and behind the stage here at Symphony Hall. Still bowing next to the organ, and now heads to the stage door. As I said, the stage had to be extended by John Demick and our stage crew to accommodate the organ, which is right next to the podium, and which will be featured, of course, coming up in the next piece of music on the program, the Organ Symphony of Camille Saint-Saëns. Still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast, coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.